Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're cutting through the noise around SAP security audits. We're focusing on a tool that promises to simplify something many find, well, pretty overwhelming. It's called SimPodit. Our goal here is to quickly get you up to speed on what this tool is, how it works, and why the material we looked at suggests it could be a pretty significant player for any business running SAP. So if you've ever dealt with the maze of data security or compliance or just the sheer scale of managing these massive enterprise systems like SAP, then yeah, this deep dive is definitely for you. Mm-hmm. We want to cut through the jargon, get straight to what matters, and hopefully give you those clear insights without, bogging you down.
And what's really fascinating when you look at these ERP systems like SAP is just how constantly they're evolving. Mm-hmm. Security in this space, it's become absolutely critical. It's moved way beyond just the IT department. It genuinely impacts the entire business operation now.
Right.
SimPodit, as described in the stuff we reviewed, it frames its core promise quite boldly. It's billed as a hawk's eye for SAP.
A hawk's eye, okay.
Yeah, and that's not just catchy phrasing, apparently. It implies providing this almost all-seeing view into potential risks. We're talking risks at various levels, from individual users right down to the core system itself, and crucially, for segregation of duties conflicts, SOD.
SOD, always a big one.
Exactly. And it also aims to shine a light on unauthorized transactions, plus simplify compliance for things like IT General Controls Audit, ITGC, and SOX compliance. We'll dig into how this tool really aims for that sweet spot of simplification meets innovation in automating these critical ERP processes.
Okay, let's zoom in on that core challenge first then. You have businesses, especially these huge global Fortune 500 brands, even really established 100-year-old brands, they stake their entire operations on SAP.
Absolutely.
But that trust, it comes with immense pressure, doesn't it? They're constantly fighting to secure these incredibly complex digital backbones against everything from insider threats to sophisticated cyber attacks, all while trying to maintain strict compliance and stop any unauthorized use. Sounds like, trying to balance a skyscraper on a pinpoint.
That's a good analogy. It's a constant high-stakes act. And this is precisely where SimPodit positions itself. What we found indicates it directly tackles these pain points. It gives deep insight into those unauthorized transactions we mentioned. Mm-hmm. And maybe more importantly, it significantly helps with both ITGC audit and SOX compliance. SOD, segregation of duties, it's all about ensuring no single person can, say, create a vendor and approve a payment to them.
Right, the classic example.
Exactly. And SimPodit's explicit promise is to find risks in running SAP at user, system, and SOD levels. So it's looking for those potential weak spots, user permissions, system configurations, those crucial separation roles.
What really struck me was how broadly applicable it seems. The materials highlighted it for manufacturing, FMCG, chemicals, pharma, and construction.
Yeah, quite diverse.
Which suggests it's not some niche thing, right? It sounds designed with real versatility for a lot of different enterprise needs.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, this next point really caught my eye. I mean, it sounds quite unique about SimPodit. One of its standout features, a real differentiator, is no external tool or technology involved. And crucially, no external license involved.
Yes, that's huge.
That feels like more than just a technical detail.
Oh, absolutely. If you connect that to the bigger picture, for you, the listener, this means SimPodit is essentially an add-on for your SAP system itself.
An add-on. Okay.
And the really significant implication there is that data is fetched within your SAP system.
Right.
Think about all the hidden costs and complexities of external software vendor lock-in, long procurement cycles, integration headaches, data transfer risks.
Nightmares, yeah.
Exactly. This truly internal approach means your sensitive SAP data never actually leaves your environment. That simplifies compliance and, frankly, fosters much greater trust and control. Plus, it explicitly says no hardware setup is required. That dramatically streamlines deployment and cuts down infrastructure costs.
And the payoff for that integrated internal approach is real-time insight into critical risks. No waiting for data sinks, no batch processes. It's happening right there, right then. So you can be much more proactive, presumably.
That seems to be the promise, yeah. Mitigating risks as they actually emerge.
Okay, so we've talked about what SimPodit does. It's a unique architecture. Mm. But let's be honest. In enterprise software, what really makes something a game changer is the impact, right? Bottom line, operational efficiency. And the numbers here, they look pretty compelling.
They are figures that definitely grab your attention. Our look at the material revealed key metrics, like an 80% cost saving.
80% compared to other GRC tools.
Compared to any other GRC tool for SAP, according to the source, imagine reallocating that budget. Then there's this remarkable 90% less implementation time.
90% less?
Wow.
Yeah, we're talking days for Simpatit versus potentially months for other GOC tools.
Oh.
That's a massive acceleration in time to value. We also saw that it's already secured 50 plus brands in SAP HANA, ECC, and now Rise. It's highlighted 1,000 plus illegal transactions to management.
1,000 illegal transactions.
And it offers a clear 10% saving on license expenditure, too.
So let's translate that. What does this all mean for you, the listener? These aren't just stats on a page. They translate into real, tangible advantages,
yeah.
Right? Faster implementation means your security improves almost immediately. Less exposure sooner.
Precisely.
That huge cost saving means faster ROI, frees up resources.
Mm.
It's not just saving cash. It sounds like it dramatically cuts the operational burden, too.
And fundamentally enhances your organization's security posture. Yeah, that's the core value proposition.
Okay, let's explore the sheer breadth of its capabilities then. It's presented as one tool for all areas, from SOD to system level. It sounds comprehensive, but what does that actually mean in practice?
That's a key point, and it seems Simpatit really aims to cover all the bases. The sources break down its features pretty systematically, starts with IT General Controls, ITGC audit. This covers vital stuff like access management, making sure only the right people access sensitive things.
Standard, but critical.
Absolutely. Preventing, you know, a junior person approving massive transactions. Then there's change management, validating every system, modification is tracked, approved, doesn't open new holes.
Mm.
And backup and recovery, verifying you have solid disaster recovery practices, you know, the fundamentals. Next up is T-Code-wise authorization review. For anyone less familiar, a T-Code is basically an SAP shortcut for specific functions like creating an invoice. So this feature helps spot users with maybe excessive permissions or conflicting ones, like someone who can both order goods and pay for them. It visualizes these risks, suggests fixes, helps strengthen system security. There's also a workflow for new user creation, tracks the steps, identifies deviations, ensures adherence to corporate policies. Critical internal control there.
Makes sense.
Then for governance, it aims to strengthen frameworks through, well, transparency, using comprehensive reports, policy adherence, monitoring and enforcing rules, and risk management, proactively spotting vulnerabilities.
Proactive is good.
Definitely. The SAP security audit features include changelog analysis, which auditors love pinpoints when a change happened, who did it, what it was, accountability. It also offers role and authorization review to specifically detect those SOD conflicts we keep mentioning and sensitive access monitoring for high-risk accounts or actions. And finally, compliance management, ensuring alignment with standards like GDPR, SOX, and more. It does this through automated compliance checks, gap analysis to see where you need to improve, and robust audit trails, those irrefutable records regulators need.
Okay, wow. That's a lot.
It is. And beyond those core bits, we saw a suite of specialized add-ons mentioned, like emergency access management for when an admin needs temporary superpowers, making sure it's tracked and controlled, or financial risk compliance, which the material claims can automatically check over 200 risk points. That's a huge leap from manual checks.
200 points automatically.
Yeah. These add-ons seem to show its flexibility for really specific, often complex audit needs. There are others too, like for user requests, specific government rules, even master data correction.
It's pretty clear how all these features are designed to help businesses truly master complexity, conquer risk, and, yeah, elevate your governance game.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's all about precision, protection, and keeping the system performing well. Now, the material we looked at, it doesn't exactly shy away from the competition. It explicitly positions Simpatit as better than other GRC tools.
Mm.
Those are strong words. But thinking about it, in a landscape with lots of established GRC tools, where do you think Simpatit might face its biggest hurdle in convincing larger companies to switch? Especially if they're already, you know, heavily invested elsewhere.
That's a very fair question. And you're right. The sources don't explicitly detail, say, a migration path from existing tools, but they do back up that bold better than claim with some pretty explicit comparison points. These speak to its potential to disrupt things. For implementation time, like we said, Simpatit claims days versus potentially months for others.
Big difference.
Huge. For data fetching, Simpatit keeps it within your ERP system only, while others use an external tool to pull data from SAP. That matters for data integrity, reducing your attack surface.
Right, keeping it internal.
Exactly. For integration, Simpatit is, it's within SAP. Others require actual integration projects, more IT overhead, more failure points, and maybe the clincher for some. Cost of implementation is described as lowest for Sympotic compared to comparatively high or average for others. That low cost and the internal nature, well, they might just be compelling enough to overcome that switching inertia, especially for companies wanting to streamline their IT or cut ongoing license fees.
So beyond the hard numbers and those direct comparisons, the material also hits on qualitative stuff. It's described as simple, and it lets users try before you implement with a demo version. That focus on simplicity, the try before you buy idea, it really sounds like they've prioritized user experience, not just the tech specs.
It seems that way, yeah. And that's key for adoption, isn't it? It's further reinforced by the fact that even Fortune 500 brands are apparently getting SOD view with Sympotic. There was a testimonial shared in the material that captures this pretty well. Something like, Sympotic has helped us to reduce our costs, our efforts for auditing SAP. Finding the segregation of duties is in place. This is real time and no manual interference. So we are happy.
Real time, no manual interference.
Yeah, that emphasis keeps coming up. It's clearly a powerful theme resonating with users. Real time insights, less manual grind.
Well, we've certainly gone deep into Sympotic today. We explored how the material suggests it promises to, well, maybe revolutionize SAP security compliance, risk management, all through its simplicity, that integrated architecture, and those pretty tangible cost savings. For you, the learner, this deep dive really highlights how sophisticated but well-designed solutions can streamline even really complex business challenges, making comprehensive security potentially more accessible, more efficient than ever before.
You know, this does raise an important question, though, as we look ahead. In this increasingly interconnected, automated world where systems like SAP are the absolute backbone of global business, what does the future of human oversight actually look like? Especially when tools like Sympotic can automatically check, what was it, more than 200 risk points and highlight 1,000 plus illegal transactions, all without manual interference.
Good question.
How might this shift things? Will it redefine the role of the security auditor, moving them away from being primarily manual checkers towards becoming more like strategic analysts, ensuring, you know, precision, protection, performance in a digital first world rather than just crunching the numbers? Something to think about.